The title of this video is How to SEO Your Website. So what's going on, my friend? So anyway, SEO stands for search engine optimization, okay? You don't know what search engines are. Search engines are essentially Google, Yahoo, Bing, but these days, the most popular one is probably YouTube because of the increasing engagement on videos on the internet. Okay, YouTube is a powerful platform. Most people, how to cook, how to SEO your website, how to tie, how to knot a tie, how to anything, tutorials, right? All over the place on YouTube. And so the average website out there is on a standalone by itself. So if you have your website, like for example, my website is olatalks.com. It's a standalone by itself on the internet, but it will never have as powerful an authority as YouTube.com. Why? Because everybody, their moms and their pops, are creating content on YouTube. But not just that, the users love YouTube. So in the eyes of Google and the other internet gods out there, YouTube has what we call an authority. Well, first of all, it has a brand, and it's probably easy for you to SEO a piece of content. That means optimize for search engines a piece of content on YouTube. So I always encourage people that when you're thinking about how to SEO your website, you want to come from a standpoint of authority, right? You want to think about how fast can you get something ranked on Google, right? Well, a YouTube video all day long will rank faster on Google, faster than your website, because your website is just you putting content on, most likely. Now, can you build the authority of your website to the point where you can rank stuff easily on YouTube? Absolutely, you can do that. But it should take a little bit longer than trying to rank a YouTube video. Why? Because of that one thing, authority. Now, there are over 200 factors that affect search engine optimization as per Google, right? The Google algorithms has over 200 factors that affect if your website should rank or your web page should rank at the top of the search engines or not. Now, I'm talking ranking. Let me rewind back a little bit. What do I mean by ranking your website? Well, here's the deal. You have your ideal customers. As we're speaking right now, they're on Google. They're searching for solutions to problems. They're searching for answers to a question. The first place people go when they want to search for an answer to a question. Or these days, reviews. People want to buy something, but they want to read a little bit of reviews about what they're trying to buy, right? Where do they go first? They don't go to their family and friends. They don't go to their neighbors. They go to Google. Where do they go on Google? On the phone. I'm shooting this video on the phone right now, right? So they go on their phone and they Google the information. And when they do that, Google spits out results. We call that search engine results, right? So you type in and say, how to cook pina colada, right? And you type that into Google, and Google will show you on the first page 10 different web pages, okay? They show that organically, but above all of those organic results, it's probably like an ad, right? So somebody can pay money to Google to show up on the top of the search engines, on the top of search engine results, right? But it costs a whole lot of money. And personally, depending on what kind of niche you are in, I think paying per click right now is overpriced, okay, for the maturity level of the internet as a whole. You know, the revenue, ad revenue on TV is going down, but ad revenue on the internet is rising. There's increasing demand in advertising on the internet. So you know what that means for the price, the cost of advertising on the internet. The price is going to go up, because when demand goes up, prices go up. So for you and I, the small guys, right, we're not Coca-Cola, right? We don't own Coca-Cola. You know, we're just trying to run a little small business, maybe multiple six figures, maybe a few seven figures, right? But it's still small, right? Relatively compared to billion-dollar businesses, right? So you can't really afford to spend all this money. You can, but you're better off when you keep your cost of advertising and cost of marketing low. And the best way to do that, in my opinion, is SEO, because really all you have to do is what you would have to do anyway, which is serving your community, serving your niche with answers to their questions, with solutions to their problems, by creating content. Does that make sense? You want to create content. Creating content is key. Creating content is key. What do I mean by content? Well, just a piece of video like this one, an article, right? An article like the one in the description below that answers questions related to what you offer, related to what you have to sell, right? I'm at my parents' apartment here to pick up the babies. It's a lovely apartment right here. I want to own one of these very soon. But anyway, does that make sense? So you want to SEO your website. The first step I'm going to tell you, well, before I get into the first step, you need to realize that out of all 200 factors that affect search engine optimization, there's two top ones. And the two top ones is, first of all, key number one is good content. Create a good content. The second key, according to Google, they call it link to your content. They call it link, right? Some people call it backlinks. Essentially, what that means is that other websites or web pages pointing a link, linking to your piece of content, all right? But most people go around the internet and they go buy backlinks from fake sources and, even from some real sources, right? People just want to buy massive backlinks and buy. But I'm going to tell you right now, the best link that you can have going to your content is a link from another one of your content. In other words, you create a content today, tomorrow you create another one. On the following day, you create another one, and they all link to each other. And what that means to the Google algorithms is consistency. And why is the algorithms measuring consistency? Because as human beings, on a subconscious level, we measure consistency. If you listen to someone on YouTube all the time, or on iTunes, or you go to their website, subconsciously you increase the value of their brand in your head, because you know that they show up every day. They are the market leader, right, of that particular niche, right? So by default, when you see somebody show up every day on the topic, your favorite topic, you start looking at them as the leader in the marketplace. Not just because you're looking at them, because they are really the leader in the marketplace. So I always tell people the second factor part of Google is links, but the best links is the links that comes from you consistently creating content and they link to each other. Now, there are scenarios where competition may be so high and you need to still have links from other sources. Absolutely, and there are ways to do that. And I covered that in more details in my free masterclass. You can see the link on the screen, allatalks.com/mastermind. It's a free class, and you want to reserve a seat on that, and you want to make sure you attend that, okay? So two factors I just mentioned so far, create good quality content, right? The second factor is be consistent. So I always recommend at least 2 times a week, okay? Once a week is okay, but if you take it any less than that, you increase the chances of you quitting on yourself. And that's not what we want, right? Exactly. You want to keep doing this because why? Because your prospects are going to find your videos because you're answering the questions. You're giving value. You're leading with value first. I call it attraction marketing. You're leading with value first, right? And once they see that you're leading with value, especially on a consistent basis, see, the key idea here is this. Give people what they want, and they will want more at any price that you charge for it. Does that make sense? So you really, in the digital age, really what you want to do is you want to outgive your competitors when it comes to giving value first. You got to give value first, and you lead with value. It will come back to you multiple folds over. I don't care if you're a lawyer. I don't care if you sell candy. I don't care if you sell recipe for jerk chicken. I just met a gentleman at one of the projects I'm working on right now, and he has a recipe for jerk chicken and that he wants to create content around that on YouTube. I said, go for it. That's the best way, because everybody, you put a ton of videos out there, everybody's going to start chasing after you. Not only that, people that will never discover you in your local area will discover you on the internet. And you just never know. And you know the beautiful thing about creating content online, again, remember we're talking about how to SEO your website, right? The beautiful thing about creating content online is because Google is actually going to give you more data on where on loopholes in the business, loopholes in the marketplace, where you can actually create brand new opportunities as well. All right. So when it comes to SEO your website, the first step, I just gave you the two factors that affect search engine optimization, either on YouTube or your personal website. But the first step as far as SEO in your website, your personal website, is to have a YouTube channel, in my opinion, okay? Because all your videos are going to be linking back to your website. Remember, the second factor is links to your piece of content. The best links you can have is a ton of links coming out of YouTube, right? Because why links? Because that's how the crawlers, the robots, that's how they find your content, and that's how they're able to read into the content of your content so they can relevance it with the keyword phrases that your users are typing in. See, there's only one thing that the users, sorry, that Google, Facebook, Yahoo, or any other almighty gods of the internet, there's only really one thing that they care about, and that's users' experience. And users' experience is very simple. They find what they want. It's engaging. They love it. They like it. They comment. And liking, commenting, engaging, and watch time, how long they spend on the video, is one of the keys to ranking your content on the internet. So you want to rank as high as possible on the search engines, because obviously the ones that rank higher get the most traffic. All right? So if you're on the second page, third page, is it possible for you to get traffic? Of course. However, you get a lot more traffic, a lot more faster when you're on the front page. And the two things I just shared with you, which is good quality content and then consistency, so you can link back to each other and other people are linking to your content, and then you become the market leader. That those two factors, if you cater to those two factors, you will win. So I can bring that down to one last thing: consistency. Right, I mean, good content, consistency in creating content. Well, it comes down to one thing: consistency. And that's what I talk about a little bit more in details in my free masterclass. Just go to allatalks.com/mastermind and go through that. And make sure you subscribe to this video, to this channel. Subscribe here. If you like this video, please, it's better light. If you like this video, please click like, subscribe. I have a question for you, right? I have a quick question. Let me see what kind of question I can ask you. Have you made any money online yet? I want to know. If you haven't made any money online, let me know. If you've made any money online, let me know. If you made money online, where have you made money online? And what strategies are you using to make money online, okay? So if you want to want more information on how to SEO your website, simply go to the class. Again, thank you so much for being here. I will see you on the next one. Anna, peace.